I do not believe that you have these healers from God that set up these big tents, and you go to these healing tents, and they say their songs, and they call your name out, and you get wheeled up there or whatever, and he lays your hands on you, and you're healed, okay? I don't believe that that's the power of God. This is a ridiculous concept, in my opinion. God doesn't go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you are the one who's going to be the healer tonight. It doesn't work that way. Everybody has this ability. Everybody has this gift. The real question is how are they doing these healings? We have an energy field in our body. We can see this through auras. They can film it through different kinds of equipment. We know that there's energy fields, etc., etc., etc. Okay. Well, I want you to think of it as like a computer. A computer runs, and it works fine, and you're like a computer, and then one day the computer locks up, or it's not doing something completely right, and you can't fix it, or you can't get the keys to work, or you can't get it to do anything. It just kind of locks up. So anybody who knows anything about a computer, one of the first things you do is you shut the computer off, you let it sit for a second, and you turn it back on. And what it does is, what does it do? It resets everything to the normal characters that it originally should be on, and it usually will correct a problem, okay? But the problem is still there. You still just got to hunt it down. But for the most part, it recorrects it, okay? During the life of this computer program, it was healthy. It was fine. As it was progressing or going along, somehow it developed a problem. Now, that problem started to root its way into the normal cycle of the computer. By shutting it off, it removed anything that shouldn't be there, because the only thing that was left when you turn it back on was the original settings that made the computer perfect. Do you see what I'm saying? So it started back up on a perfect premise. Okay? Well, the human body's very much the same. Your DNA, your mental structure, the settings and calibrations for your kidneys, your liver, your organ, your chemistry of your body, all is perfectly set at certain calibrations, like written on a big blueprint, okay? And the computer, or the human brain, looks these things up and it says, okay, send this much liquid of such and such to the liver to get it to secrete and to digest and to process. This is how much blood should be purified at such and such rate. It follows a blueprint. Illness is when the blueprint is not being read correctly. It's when it's being ignored, and they're raising the level or lowering the level, and the brain loses its sense of correctness, okay? And it starts to send the wrong impulses, the wrong signal. So the liver starts messing up, starts producing too much of something, and that too much of something can't be digested by the kidneys, or the kidneys can't process it and move it because it's too much acidity or too much and it starts creating illness, and it starts deteriorating the body. Or it starts making too much estrogen, or too little estrogen, or it starts doing this or that. You see these people, much like the computer, okay? And these people go up, and they're lined up, and the guy turns around, and he says, "You're healed," and he smacks him in the head. What he's really doing is he's releasing energy that he's building up in his excitement, and it's hitting your energy field. And your energy field is building up because you're excited. You feel this intensity, and you believe when this guy touches you, you're going to feel the power of God. Have you ever gotten a tingle for no reason? Like, you just kind of think of something really joyous or a happy moment, and you get, like, your hair stands up, and you get tingles for a second? Your excitement, your energy buildup gets so climatic that when you're touched, it releases all this electricity in your brain, and it shuts you off for a moment. You black out. Because it overwhelms, like a circuit breaker hit with too much electricity, it shorts it. So you reset it, or like rebooting the computer to clear, or re-clearing your brain with a whole new, to start all back up again. The first thing it goes is it starts setting all the calibrations to what the original blueprint of your brain says that gives you perfect life. They fall over, they wake up, or they open their eyes, and they feel healed. And they probably are healed, because the body now corrects all of the problems that it has in it. And it has nothing to do with God doing some divine thing to that person. They reset their brain using the electricity in the body. The same electricity when you reach out and touch something that travels through your arm to your brain and back down, overshorts your brain, and it resets everything. And that's what really is happening. You're being reset to correct all the chemistry, all the rhythms, all the biorhythms, all the natural eyesight, what it's supposed to be. What about people who have damaged ears and they can't hardly hear, they can only hear a little bit, and they're healed, okay? But yet they know that the ear was destroyed. Well, if you look, it's still destroyed. You see, your natural senses are actually on a scale of 100 set at 10. Haven't you ever smelled something that was really intense and you were very surprised at how well you could smell or something? Your sight is set at a 10 out of a scale of 1 to 100. Your hearing is set at a very low level that you consider normal, but it's already low. So if your ears get shot at a 10 and it's dropped down to a 1, you still have 92 or 91 levels to go that you can raise it that much higher. In fact, you could take a deaf person who only has a 10th of a percent of hearing, raise the brain to process sound at 1,000 times higher, like bring all the certain sounds that you want. Raise it, and all of a sudden you've got better hearing than everybody in this room. Do you see what I'm saying? Sound is still hitting it. It's still hitting the ear. It's just lost the ability to process it. So the brain enhances what little machinery is left to intensify and process it much refiner, and it makes it come in clear again. So it appears to be purely healed, but the damage is still there. It just raised the hearing capability to 20, rather than 10. So now he's really hearing what all of us are hearing on a 10, even though he said at 20, it's just processing at that level. The same thing goes for people who lost sight. Sight isn't your eye going out seeing things, it's light coming and hitting your eye. So it's how much the nerves are processing the light. So if a person's blind, they take the few little cones in the eye, let's say you have 100 cones, and those cones process this image, okay? You lose 99% of your cones. You only have one cone. Well, the brain can take that one cone, intensify its processing abilities so that it's like 500 cones. So all of a sudden, you can see again.
I had a situation where I had one leg that was longer than the other, and I saw my leg grow, like right before my eyes. I didn't even say anything. I mean, I pulled it, and it grew, and it's been fine ever since.
And I can explain it. What they're doing now, okay, to raise people's legs, okay, science, is you're taking and cutting the bone itself.
Okay.
And you have a machine that spreads it apart by, like, hair lines, so there's no space in between.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening is the bone is growing to fill the space. Then just as it's ready to complete the growth, they stretch it a little bit more. So it's building bone in between the space until they build it so that it's longer. We don't know what electricity is, for starters. Okay, we can harness it, we know how to utilize it, we know how to get it to do things we want, etc., but we really don't know what electricity is. What's happening is when he pulled on your leg, if your leg elongated, okay, you're looking at microscopic molecules spinning around each other, even though this looks like solid mass, and at a very, very, very fast speed beyond what we can comprehend, okay, it did the same thing without cracking the bone.
I felt it.
You allowed the program to allow the cells to release, okay, and they multiplied 1,000 times faster than what we're normally used to, because electricity and energy can intensify the spiraling and stuff of the electrons.
I felt that. It was very hot. I remember a tremendous amount of heat in my lower back, and I remember it was like my whole back cracked. Shoot! It was like straight.
Correct.
And I saw it just like that. And that was it.
And so what it did is it just redesigned, because it went to the blueprint.
Uh-huh.
And it knew exactly what it should be rather than what it was. It's the same energy, just that it's not pushing as fast as it could. And it speeds it up. It's like speeding the dial up again to build at a fast rate. It's not God. It's you allowing the will of your energy to work with somebody else's energy. And the combination of the two, fusing the energy together, was allowed to grab the design and to let it work.